Om Shanti. So today, Baba was mentioning about purifying the atmosphere through Jnana and Yoga. So Jnana helps us a lot in having purity. Because first and foremost, Jnana helps us to know that we are souls. So spiritual knowledge helps us to be soul conscious. And soul consciousness will help us to have good yoga. Soul consciousness will also help us to have complete purity. Because if there is any body consciousness, there will be some or other impurity. So Jnana helps us in the sense that we know whatever is happening is drama. And when that is, we are stable on that point, that it's a drama, variety drama, and drama is beneficial. Whatever happened was good. Whatever happening is good. And whatever will happen in future will be better. Then we won't ask all this question because we may have many questions. Why this is happening? Why they are doing like that? What will happen? When will it happen? Who will do it? All sorts of questions we have because we are not stable on drama and karma. Because whatever is happening is according to drama. And if I'm going through hard time, it is because of my karma, isn't it? But sometimes we forget Jnana when we are going through difficult time, obstacles, problems, situation. Then we start asking question, why? And naturally when we have those waste thoughts or negative thoughts, what will happen? Atmosphere will be tense, not pure or powerful. Because ultimate goal of Jnana and Yoga is to make atmosphere powerful and pure. Also, drama will help us, the knowledge of drama will help us to remain unshakable. Otherwise, no, sometimes we are worried, sometimes we are having fear, etc. But with the knowledge that I am Baba's child, Baba is my protector, Baba will take care of me. We will not worry about anything. Or if we keep Baba as our companion, because Baba says, make me your companion, then what will happen? We won't be afraid of anything or anyone. Because if Almighty Authority is my companion, why should I be afraid of anything? So I won't be afraid of anything. So I'll remain stable. And with the knowledge that I am Baba's child, what will happen is, if I am Baba's child, I am looked after him. I won't feel insecure. No, otherwise we feel insecure. If that faith is not pakka, then we will be worrying. We will taking the burden of responsibility that I am responsible for myself. I have to look after myself. So we become heavy. And we will not have powerful yoga. But knowledge helps us a lot to remain light and happy. Also, knowledge will help us to not get pulled to worldly material things, attraction to anything. No, otherwise, before Jnana, Kaliyugi people are attracted to so many things. Whether it's a food, whether it's a movies, whether it is entertainment, music, dances, all sorts of things. We were attracted to them. And there would be many, many desires. But now Jnana helps us to understand that these are all perishable. Baba is giving me imperishable things. So, golden age, I will have everything, isn't it? Nice dresses, jewelry, nature, my subservient. So we won't be attracted to all these material objects. Otherwise, it's distraction. And until we fulfill those desires, we have this thought, when can I get, how can I get, where to get, where will it be cheap, which is the best thing. So many thoughts come, waste thought. Naturally, our yoga is diverted from Baba to material things. And naturally, the atmosphere will not be powerful if I have wanting. But now Baba is giving us so many imperishable treasures. So I won't be attracted to them, no waste thought. And Baba's remembrance will be powerful. Also Baba tells us to forget past. Give full stop. He makes us pakka these three lessons, three dots. I am a soul, full stop to past, and Baba the dot. Which means I don't have waste thought or negative thoughts, because if I'm remembering past, and if somebody has been nasty to me, then I have so many negative thoughts. Or negative thoughts will lead to negative feeling. And naturally, when there are negative feeling, the atmosphere will be spoiled, negative. And so, giving full stop to past. Past is past. Whether it's my past or somebody else's past. Because, now if I know somebody's past, bad history, that they have done this murder and they have done this and that and all, then what will happen? I move around with that negative feeling for that individual, that, oh, this individual is a murderer or this one is a thief, etc. So naturally, I'm creating negative vibrations around. So that's where I have to be really, really careful with Gyan, that I don't allow such negative thoughts. So no negative thoughts, no waste thoughts, no negative feeling, which means atmosphere will be powerful. And with keeping Baba as my companion and being observer of drama, that's what Baba teaches us every day, remain observer of drama. Variety drama. Otherwise, I'll say, why this thing is happening? Why people are like this? Why they don't do like this? Why they are doing like this, etc. So many waste thought by looking at others, thinking about others, talking about others. I waste my time, money, energy, everything. And that's what we find it with Baba's knowledge. We are able to avoid such waste as well as negativity. And that will also create powerful atmosphere. The main thing is Gyan will also help us to understand what is purity? What's right, what is wrong? Because otherwise we thought, attachment, what is that? It's normal. You stay in a family and you have attachment to your family member. But now, that awareness is there. That these are all my brothers. They are Baba's children, not mine. And so there is no attachment to family, my possession, otherwise, we have attachment to so many things. My possession. This is mine. Don't touch my thing. Don't touch my car. Don't touch my, sometimes, don't enter my room. This is my room, my space. Don't enter my space. So we have my name, my fame, my position, my center, my students. No, it can be laukik or alaukik possession. No, because sometimes even attachment to our students. We may not have attachment to laukik, but we may have attachment to alaukik. And that's when that is that soul conscious drishti, that everybody is Baba's children. Nobody is mine. Everything belongs to Baba. Nothing is mine. Then naturally, we become detached, and that detachment will help us to have powerful yoga. Because purity is the basis of yoga. Because until we are completely pure, we cannot have yoga. But Gyan helps us to be detached, egoless, because otherwise we had ego. Whether there was beauty or health or wealth or position, we had that ego that, oh, this is mine. I'm special, I'm talented, I'm beautiful, etc. But now Baba teaches us humility. that whatever you had, even before Jnana, if you had something, but now with Baba's Jnana and our yoga power, we are becoming more beautiful. Even if we are not physically beautiful, what I have seen is, even if somebody is not physically beautiful, but because of the sweetness and lovely nature and powerful yoga, people say, oh, you are so beautiful. Even old dadis, no? Because of old age, they won't have that beauty. But when people listen to them in public program, they say, oh, Dadi is so beautiful. So they see the beauty of personality and praise. But at that time we have this awareness, it's Baba who is making us this. Then naturally, we will not have that ego. But we will relate everything to Baba, that it is Baba who is giving me. So, the hand with Jnana, we are able to conquer sex lust. Because Jnana is there, I am soul. This is my brother's soul. Rather than my husband. Otherwise, when there is awareness, I'm wife, he's husband. I'm woman, somebody is male. Then there is attraction. Or lustful feeling. But Baba now changes us, our awareness, saying, we are all brothers, Brahma Kumar Kumari. Every day Namoli reminds us, oh, you are Brahma Kumar Kumari, children of one Baba. How can we have that impurity? And yoga power also helps us, because Jnana helps us to change our attitude, our awareness, our consciousness. But yoga helps us with that power. And hence, purity is based on Jnana as well as yoga. Because unless there is that yoga power, we cannot implement Jnana or implement complete purity. So that's how we are able to conquer lust, anger. Jnana and yoga power helps us to conquer anger and become calm and peaceful. Because rather than anger, Baba helps us to transform it to mercy. Because if somebody is doing something wrong, rather than having that anger that why they are doing like this, we say, we have mercy, poor person. He doesn't have that strength or knowledge or patience. That's why he's doing something like that. So we have mercy for their impure sanskar or whatever sanskar rather than anger. Or sometimes if somebody is inefficient, we get angry. That is subtle ego. That I am boss. They should do what I am telling. If they are not doing, I get upset. So that's how we are able to change our anger into mercy. Then we are able to change greed into contentment. Because Jnana says, okay, I'm receiving so many treasures from Baba. Imperishable treasures. What about these perishable treasures? They are perishable. Having that awareness that these are perishable treasures, those are imperishable treasure, so I'm not pulled by material things, possessions, etc. Then our jealousy is changed to appreciation. Jnana helps us to say, to have that spiritual love for everybody. Thinking they are all brothers, they are ours. Change that consciousness and attitude, we are able to appreciate other people's speciality rather than being jealous. Animosity we change to friendship. Because otherwise if somebody is doing something wrong, we have animosity. If they are criticizing us, defaming us, looting us, cheating us, we used to have animosity or anger. But now, we just remain calm, saying, okay, that's that sanskar, they've done my karma, drama, and we are able to forgive them. And still maintain that spiritual love. And that's how Baba teaches, no? Our slogan is, those who defame you, they are your friend. Those who abuse you, embrace them. So that's how Jnana, when it is implemented, we have positive feeling all the time. It will create positive atmosphere. So how we are able to transform all vices into virtues with the help of Jnana and Yoga, and that purity will help us to create pure atmosphere. But that's where we have to see that we really use Jnana and Yoga in different situations, because problems, situation, obstacles will come. We are in Kali Yuga. People are Kali Yugi, Tamo Pradhan. We know that. And that's where they are not going to change soon. Ajnani people, they are not going to change. But I can change my attitude, my vision for them, my feeling for them, having just pure feeling for everybody, having good wishes for everybody. But that's where Baba was mentioning again and again, we have to pay attention, check. Am I really thinking, feeling, doing everything according to Baba's direction, or because it's my old sanskar? So sometimes we have mercy for our old sanskar or attachment to our old sanskar, and just, oh, that's my old sanskar. We hold on to old sanskar. But that's where we have to be strict with our old sanskars and chase away them. So, in order to then purify atmosphere, what we need to have really powerful yoga. And we all have the aim to spend maximum time in yoga. Because Baba says, first he was saying 8 hours a day. Now he says, have constant yoga. So naturally, having that aim clear in our mind and paying attention what my mind is thinking. Is it necessary? Because sometimes planning is necessary. But after planning, we may start worrying. That is, naturally, with thoughts, So that's where I had to see that after planning, I don't start worrying about anything. I just keep on doing with that positive feeling that it's Baba's task. Baba is Karanhar. I'm just Karanhar. And if I may have maintained loving relationship with others, whether Laukik or Alaukik, if I maintain loving relationship, then everybody will cooperate. I may not be able to do alone, but with the cooperation of others, it's easy. With the help of Baba, everything will be successful. So if I am planning everything in Baba's remembrance, Baba will touch my intellect. And if I keep my intellect pure and clean, I'll be able to catch Baba's touching. And naturally, everything will be okay. So that's where we have to see that I maintain soul consciousness all the time. Because that's the first lesson, and that first lesson has to be very, very pakka. Remind myself again and again. Check myself again and again. Am I soul conscious? Because our body conscious sanskar is very, very deep rooted. So if we are not checking or paying attention, we can easily become body conscious and role conscious. Because we have this sanskar also deep rooted. This is, I am mother. That's the role I am playing. Or I am teacher. Or I am coordinator. Or manager. Or whatever position we have. Whether in a Laukik or Laukik family. Many times we are conscious of that, and that becomes obstacle in powerful remembrance. So to have powerful yoga, also we have to now be more introvert. Because when we were body conscious, we were extrovert. Looking everything all the time outside. As soon as we go to some place, we'll start thinking, how is the decor? Start comparing with other place. This place is like this. That place, it was like that. So we start comparing. We start sometimes being impressed by place or people. So that's where we had to see now become more and more introvert and go within us rather than look outside. Think about material things and human beings. Also, we need to be focused, concentration, good concentration, focused in our mind. I have to see that I'm using my time and energy in a worthwhile way. Because otherwise, we had given full freedom to mind. Think anything, everything. Feel whatever you feel. Now, checking all the time. Attention all the time. that mind is not wandering around here and there. It's just either jnana or yoga or really whatever intellectual work we had to do rather than doing anything, everything. Pay attention to remain in self-respect. Because Baba is giving us so much love and respect. And he doesn't say now what we were. He doesn't remind. He doesn't say you are tamo pradhan. You were ignorant or nonsense or something like that. But he says you can become like deities. So he's all the time giving us hopes that you can become deities. So he gives us that our future, bright future, picture of that. And so reminding ourselves with those titles that Baba gives us, we will be able to maintain self-respect. And once I have self-respect, I can't have jealousy. No, if I don't have self-respect, then I have jealousy that, they are giving respect to them and not me. But if I have self-respect, I won't look at my external figure and say, I'm ugly or I'm dark, I'm not beautiful. So when there is self-respect, I will accept myself whatever I am. I will love myself. If I love myself, I'll receive love from Baba, I'll receive love from everybody. Otherwise, no, if you don't love yourself, you want everybody to love you, everybody to respect you. And naturally, then it goes to impurity. Love goes to lust. Or we spend so much time, money, energy to beautify our body, to look smart. But then we are not wasting our time, money, energy in anything. And we focus on receiving power from Baba. Also, to have powerful yoga, Baba says, love solitude. Sometimes we are so much used to have chat all the time. So we need somebody's company. We need somebody's friend. We need to socialize as soon as we have time. We start bringing our friend, and nowadays social media is very easy to socialize. Sitting at home, we can socialize with so many people. Without going anywhere, without inviting anyone, we can waste our time socializing. But that's where now, if I love solitude, if I love Baba's company, I won't feel lonely. And as soon as I get time, sit in Baba's remembrance. Whatever activities I'll do in karma yogi stage. Not just kama, but karma yogi stage. Then I can have constant remembrance. So practice that, because everything will become easy by practice. Practice will make us perfect. And so that's where attention, checking, practice, Because even soul consciousness, we had to remind ourselves again and again, practice. I am a soul. I, the soul, am writing with my hand. I, the soul, am looking through my eyes. We had to practice it, no? Then it became easy, natural. And then gradually, it becomes powerful. We become perfect. And so we had to see that we are paying attention, we are checking ourselves, and we are determined to achieve success. Having that awareness, success is my birthright. Baba is my teacher. Baba has given me promise that I'll make you deities. So we should never allow negative thought or doubt in ourselves, because otherwise we have doubt in ourselves. Now sometimes we say, oh, I have been trying for years to become pure, or I haven't been able to conquer this sanskar. Then sometimes we become a bit frustrated or hopeless about that, and sometimes people give up. Jnana saying, oh, it's so difficult. Destination is too high. I don't think I'll reach there. But no. Have faith in Baba. If not in yourself, faith in Baba. That Baba will change me. So if we have that faith, Baba will help me, Baba will change me, then naturally we continue and with practice, we will become pure and perfect. And Baba has taught us many yuktis, how to be powerful yogi. He gave us many, many yuktis, like, first he was saying, okay, give your mind the order. Check from corporeal to angelic to incorporeal. Have the aim. 5 minutes corporeal, sakar on a mundane level. 5 minutes in a subtle angelic stage, and then incorporeal. Travel from here to there. All the time. Make your mind like a genie. Up and down. As soon as you are free, go up. And then he said, go through the 5 forms exercise. So train your mind. Whichever thoughts you want, whenever you want, however time you want, keep it that. So that's how Baba is helping us to be powerful. And in the beginning, we were happy just to chant jnana or listen to commentary or music. But gradually, we started churning ourselves, conversation with Baba, then started being in a bodiless stage, and then practicing seed stage or being incorporeal. So that's how we have to see that we should not be happy just to be sitting in Baba's remembrance, but with deep love. If we are remembering Baba with deep love, naturally the meditation will be deeper and powerful. And not allow our slackness or laziness, because sometimes we are a bit too easy. No, because it's easy jnana, easy yoga. So at Amrit Vela, what we will do is, Sri Baba says, okay, you can be lying down and meditating. So he say, okay, it's very cold winter. Let me tuck myself in a warm blanket and meditate. Or sometimes people are used to sit in a nice alarm chair. Easy yoga. So naturally, more we are easy, more we go to sleep. And that's why Baba says, sit in alert position. Whenever you are sitting in meditation, don't think, okay, it's easy yoga. No. Alert as well as relaxed. And not to be dependent, because sometimes some people are so much dependent in yoga, they say, oh, I can't meditate in a bright light. Somebody else in the room wants bright light. Somebody will say, I want music. Somebody says, oh, this Indian music is very loud. I don't like that. Now, sometimes we are so much following our senses that we want only a particular amount of light. We want only particular music. Only we want particular level of the volume of the music. Sometimes we say, oh, I get disturbed when people keep on coming and going all the time. We should have discipline. Nobody should come after the doors are closed at 6:30. Why they keep on coming and going all the time? So sometimes we are so much dependent on physical things that we are not having powerful yoga. And so our aim should be more and more become independent. Just having that deep love for Baba. Establish that deep relationship with Baba. And remember Baba with love. Do every activity with love. The karma yoga also sometimes, we say I'm doing karma yoga. But, we say, oh, I have to do everything. These people, they don't do any karma yoga. This was his duty or her duty. I had to do it. So sometimes we are doing it with that negative feeling. Maybe doing in Baba's house, but negative feeling. So that's where we have to see, we don't allow such negative feeling. Whatever activity we do, because sometimes some mothers, they say, oh, I wish I was not mother, I have to now cook for my children and my husband and all. So they don't cook with that bhojan with love. So now, naturally it is not a Brahma bhojan. They do it like a task, that they have to do it. Every day I have to do cooking. So rather than that, whatever you do, do with love, remembering Baba. And then it will be your karma yoga added to your sitting yoga, because it's not enough to have sitting yoga, but whole day we have to have aim to have meditation. And so attention will create that powerful atmosphere on our thoughts, feeling, our attitude. Nothing should be negative. Everything positive with pure feelings. Then we will create powerful atmosphere. Otherwise even irritation, negative feeling will create negative atmosphere. And so we have to see that, because we are not only changing, transforming ourselves with yoga power. But Baba says it's your responsibility to change atmosphere, animals, plants, everything needs to be sattva pradhan. On every individual should be sattva pradhan. So we have got big responsibility of world transformation, environment transformation. And once we have that aim, that my each and every second should be used in a worthwhile way, each and every thought, each and every second, each and every penny should be used in a worthwhile way. My body, time, mind, everything should be used to do the service. With that aim and attention, we are able to transform the world. Om Shanti. So now we will have meditation up to 7:30.
Mm-hmm.